It's been about 15 years since David started running from Saul. To say David's life has been unstable would be an understatement. He's fled to the desert, he's hidden in caves, he's scavenged for food, he's been betrayed, he's fought many battles. David seems like the patron saint of instability and uncertainty. But eventually David settles down in Jerusalem in a new, beautiful palace. Finally, he can rest. Finally, his future is secure. There's just one thing missing. The Ark of the Covenant, the throne of the Lord, the place where God's presence dwells. So David has the Ark brought to Jerusalem, and it's in a tent right next door to the palace. But that doesn't feel quite right to David. David thinks, how can I be in this beautiful palace with cedar walls while the Lord is next door in a tent? So David wants to build the Lord a house, a temple right next door. That will guarantee God's presence isn't going anywhere. And it makes sense. Having the Lord right next door will secure David's future. His rule would be certain. That temple would represent security, power, stability, control. And you better believe David isn't the only one who wants those things. If I just get an A on this exam, my GPA will be good enough. I'll get into that school, and I'll get that job I've always wanted, and I can afford the house I want, and my life will be perfect. My future will be secure. If only my kids would move closer, they could take care of me as I get older. I wouldn't be alone, and my future would be secure. If my spouse would just do this and not do that, then I think we could be happy together and our future would be secure. We want a secure future for ourselves. And surely a secure future means God will be with us. Now, if that's true for individuals, you better believe it's true for institutions. Think of Church of the Servant in this season of transition, when the future feels a bit uncertain. We want to secure our future. If we just find that right pastor who will lead us, everything will be okay. Our future will be secure. If we can just increase our giving a little more, our budget will be solid and our future will be secure as a church. If we could just add some more members, our future would be secure. We want to secure a future for ourselves. Surely that means God will be with us. David wants to build a house for the Lord next door. Surely that will mean God will always be with him. But the Lord says to David, "Who are you to do that for me? You don't need to build me a house. I'll build you a house." There's a play on words there. When David says house, he means temple. But when the Lord says house, the Lord means dynasty, a future kingdom. You see, the Lord is not interested in being the God of David's temple. The Lord desires to be the God of David himself and the God of the people Israel. The Lord says to David, "I've been with you everywhere you've gone, in every place." The Lord was with David on the run, out in the desert, hiding in caves, scavenging for food, fighting battles against his enemies, when David's future felt so fragile, so uncertain, the Lord was there all along. And the Lord was with all the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness toward the promised land. The Lord promises to be with his people in every place, in every season, especially when the future feels uncertain. Did you know that some shepherds in the ancient world would travel over 100 miles to find new pasture for their flock? Because shepherds aren't tied to a place as much as they're tied to their flock, and they go where the food is. There's something about shepherds. The Lord chooses leaders to be shepherds over the Israelites. The Lord chooses a shepherd, David, to be the king over Israel. And the Lord will choose shepherds, who you'll see later today, to receive the good news of Jesus Christ near Bethlehem. The Lord chooses shepherds again and again because the Lord is the good shepherd. David wrote in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And later he says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." I heard the story once of a retired pastor, and he had 2 dogs. They were Australian shepherds. Can you guess their names? Goodness and Mercy. And those dogs followed him wherever he went. What a daily reminder to that retired pastor that God was with him, that God was following him, God's goodness and mercy all the days of his life. No matter how difficult things were, no matter how uncertain the future seemed, goodness and mercy were always there with him. But there's more going on in that verse. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Follow me is a bit of a weak translation of the Hebrew. In Hebrew, the word has stronger connotations, more than just follow, pursue, chase after, run after. Surely goodness and mercy will pursue me, will chase after me all the days of my life. David knew that to be true. David even asks in Psalm 139, "Where can I go to escape your presence? Where can I go to run from your spirit?" Nowhere. The Lord has been with David, even in his darkest days. And friends, the Lord is with us precisely when we think the Lord must be absent. In the place we think the Lord has forgotten us, that's exactly where the Lord sets up his tent. St. John writes, "The Word became a human being. He made his home with us." But that word "home" is not a house. It's not a temple. That word in Greek is tent or tabernacle. In Jesus Christ, the Lord has set up a tent with us. A few weeks ago, I was at a meeting with the Grand Rapids Association of Pastors. And the guest speaker that day talked about housing insecurity in our city. And before he spoke, each pastor there introduced themselves and said, "Why does this issue matter to your congregation?" We went around, and it got to Pastor Randy Bursma from First CRC. And Randy said, "Well, this matters because before Jesus was even born, he faced housing insecurity because his parents didn't have a place to stay. There was no room for them. That's why this matters. We think a secure future is a sign that God is with us. But God was most powerfully present in a child who was born to a couple without a place to stay, whose future couldn't be more uncertain and insecure. That's where the Lord sets up a tent. The Lord enters into those crowded places in a town with no room in the inn, in the tyranny of our busy lives, and in our cluttered hearts. That's where the Lord sets up a tent and offers us peace and rest. The Lord enters the wilderness, deserts without food that are full of temptation, in the wilderness of our own souls. That's where the Lord sets up a tent and offers peace and rest from all our enemies. The Lord enters the hurting places, the leper colonies outside town, or a funeral of a dear friend. That's where the Lord goes. The Lord goes to the times of our overwhelming grief and pain and loneliness and fear. That's where the Lord sets up a tent and offers peace and rest from those enemies. Friends, our good shepherd travels to the far country to be with us, across a wilderness of sin and brokenness. And the Lord enters the darkest days of our Advent waiting, and he shines his light in that darkness. And his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. And that heir to David's throne says to each and every one of us, surely I am with you even to the very end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.